Thank you, God, for allowing us to make it through the whole week. Thank you so much for allowing us to make it to Good Friday. Thank you, God. Friday right before Passover. That's what they call a Good Friday. Thank you, God, for everything that you do. Because this whole week has been wonderful. And learning you each and every day has been magnificent, God. Thank you. And with that being said, there's two scriptures today. The one that I want to highlight the most is the one about grace. So, I used to talk to my mom about this, that I don't believe I have grace. But now the scripture came to me because my spirit was led to me this morning to be able to share the scripture with you about grace. I don't like the idea of people always thinking they have grace and mercy, regardless of asking for it or praying for it. I don't like that. So, what this scripture is to help you be able to get to that point of understanding that grace is something you pray for and know that you have, okay? So, we're going to end the King James Version. So, this one is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." That's the first scripture. The second scripture is actually one of my personal favorites. Isaiah 43, verse 2. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." These are just wonderful scriptures to help you understand grace and to know that regardless of what you're going through, God is always helping you get to the next level. And that's the thing. So there's no fire that will burn you, no river that will overflow you, regardless of the mountain or the valley that you may be in. These things are so powerful. And understand that God did this to help you understand your grace and mercy. It says faith without works is dead. So that's the best thing about faith and proving that we have faith, because we're giving work behind it. So also outside of that, you know, with this being Passover weekend, I just love how God said, "Hey, you know what? These are what I'm going to give to my students, my disciples, in this process, to help them understand how to have life through me and how to live life through me." And I just wanted to say, you are so amazing, and thank you so much, God, for all that you do and the wonderful people that you have surrounded me with and me get to know. Thank you, God.